Last night I watched, finally, all in a row, all of the extra features that came on the 5-disc edition of Blade Runner. I think I may have mentioned before that I'm a Blade Runner fan. I have, I think, 2 copies of the film on VHS, possibly 3 actually. The DVD that first came out, the special edition director's cut, and then the 2-disc version of the final cut, and the 5-disc version of the final cut on Blu-ray, and the 5-disc version of the final cut in the collector's case. And I am thinking of getting the collector's case in Blu-ray as well, which is kind of silly really, given that the only difference is the discs. The collector's case, you get a little toy police spinner and a bunch of other little printed things as well. But watching the extra features and the behind the scenes stuff on Blade Runner, it reminded me, I tend to forget being a fan of the film, but it reminded me that it was actually a bit of a disappointment when it first came out in the cinemas, and it only built a slow following thanks to VHS and Betamax, I should say. And I'm thinking, for a lot of films, that might be, I think a lot of films, particularly smaller budget films, particularly some low-budget genre films that can't afford a big marketing exercise, although Blade Runner did have some marketing behind it, what would be the equivalent today? Because I'm not sure if it's possible for a film to build a following on DVD rental now, because it's without anything else, because unlike when Blade Runner came out on video, there was, relatively speaking, much less choice in the video stores. And Blade Runner, you know, was a reasonably major arrival on VHS. Whereas now you go to the video shop and the number of new titles per month is staggering. And in amongst all the films that had a decent cinema run are all the films that didn't get a cinema release here in Australia, and possibly not even a cinema release anywhere. And some of those films are quite good. I'm sure you've all, I mean, I don't rent a lot of DVDs anymore. I'm one of those people who handed back DVDs late so often that it usually works out cheaper for me to just buy them. We made that decision a few years ago. So although we don't buy as many DVDs as we used to rent, we don't rent any anymore. We only buy, even if they're just ex-rental second-hand DVDs. It also works for me. I'm the kind of person who watches films more than once. My attitude to films is similar to most people's attitudes to music. Most people can listen to the song, same song over and over again if they like it, and yet they think it's weird when someone watches a movie over and over again just because they like it. I've never understood that distinction myself, but I understand I'm in the minority. But it's a sizable minority. And if a DVD is cheap, I will buy it, even if it didn't get a cinema release, even if I'm not familiar with the actors in it. And when I say cheap, I mean significantly under $10, particularly if it's got no extra features. I've had enormous fun recently watching a whole bunch of really tacky low-budget science fiction films I picked up at the local Crazy Clark's for $2 each. And some of these $2 films, even have director's commentaries and stuff like that. And these are films that never saw the inside of a cinema, with one exception. And for most of them, for good reason. But some of them actually have some good ideas in there. But there's so many of these films being released now straight to DVD. There are so many distributors now that are not only distribute on DVD, but only distribute on cheap DVDs sold at, you know, $2 type shops. I mean, these are films, most of these are films that you would not find at J&B Hi-Fi. So it's a sobering thought. As I go through this research for producing and distributing films, it's a sobering thought that without at least a token cinema release, if you release straight to DVD, you're not just competing with all these cinema release films being released on DVD, but you're also competing with this ocean, this flood of straight to DVD movies. And the problem is, some of them are okay. Some of them are quite good. So why would someone pick your film over theirs? It's a tricky problem for the straight-to-market filmmaker.